Now, the host of Talk With a Purpose, John DeMasi.
Joe O'Donohue is on the line, and he is the opponent of Eric Scheffler for Atlantic County Sheriff.
Brave men and women of my agency, the Atlantic County Sheriff's Office, brave, under duress, under stress, and under threat, have come out and openly now endorse me. And there's a reason for that. That question begs to be answered.
You talked about things that I call it nonsense. And the people of Atlantic County need to know. I mean, I never heard. I mean, I'm just speaking for myself. I never heard of what you would say is your qualification, how you're better than Sheriff Scheffler.
Well, I would love to go fact to fact with you.
Okay.
First of all, I never said that Eric Scheffler was driving that vehicle. I never made that statement. What I said was, and I don't mind telling you, it's public knowledge.
Go ahead.
Chief was driving that vehicle. Now, keep in mind, his chief prior to there was the chief of police in Brigantine, who was, his words, forced out. That was his words. Forced out after being a chief for a year because of all kinds of complaints from the men and women of his own agency, to include a potential civil and possibly criminal action. But he chose to leave, and that's the way they handle it, and so be it. But he was forced out after being a chief for a year. And then you take him and you put him in charge of more people who were wide-eyed, ready to do the job, willing to learn. And you take that kind of person. This reverberated throughout the policing community as a huge and horrendous mistake. But he was the driver of the vehicle. And guess what? He's the chief warrant officer. Our warrants in Atlantic County, we have thousands of warrants. Not hundreds, thousands. They're walking around the street. They're open. They're active. And we're not acting on it. And what he's doing now in the 12th hour to save the election is horrendous. We've been told there's patrols where there's new assignments to all these agencies. It's a two-week process to a month at best because we can't even take care of the charge and the core mission that the sheriff has. And that's including, keep in mind, the men and women of the agency have the sheriff in the appellate division court fighting for their own safety right now because he would not resolve these issues for him. It's a charlatan act. It's smoke and mirrors. He's absent, and he's remiss in his duties. He forgot his oath of office.
Welcome to Hurley in the Morning. You're on the air. I know whether it was a sheriff's employee that crashed into someone else, if that person crashed into the Hope One vehicle, or in fact, did that Hope One vehicle with an Atlantic County Sheriff's employee crash into a parked truck? I know the answer to that question. I just haven't revealed it yet. But what I have revealed, because I have learned and I have confirmed, and my source is an Atlantic County official, the damage to this vehicle is not $500, as was completely misrepresented in the not-too-distant past. It is $15,000. That's what O'Donohue said. When I looked into it after the appearance of O'Donohue, that's what checked out. Come on, it's a really big vehicle, and it just backed into like a telephone pole or something. It's got $500 worth of damage. It has $15,000 worth of damage, and that's an official Atlantic County employee that has shared that with me. And if it turns out that it's not $15,000, this is a high-ranking person that has assured me that it's $15,000 worth of damage. I'm going to go with that over some of this other smack that I've been hearing.